LSJ Burns here with White Rock head coach Jason Rogers. After the Richland Sawkeyes win the Whalers season finale, they spoil the party with the 9-3 final. Jay, this loss means that you guys will play a playoff rematch with the North Van Wolfpack. My first question is, what did the veterans from this Whalers team, so Fordhams, Burry, LaRue, and the ones who were here 2 years ago, what did they learn when the Pack defeated you in five games?
Well, I think I got to test the playoff hockey. I mean, the level goes up. Puck drop, the level goes up. And intensity goes up, and you need to compete harder. And it's such a fine balance of emotions when you're in the magnitude of the game and winning. Keeping things in perspective, it's at a whole new level. So, you know, you need to understand how we control our emotions and play with discipline and patience.
What do you think the positives are for the Whalers as they head into the playoffs with the Wolfpack? I know that the scoring has been, certainly secondary scoring has been far better this year. The goaltending has improved this year. So how do you think you stack up against North Van?
Well, I mean, be careful what you wish for, right? But we kind of, when the numbers kind of looked like it was going to be North Van from 2 weeks ago, and we would have had to win tonight, and Delta would have to lose tomorrow for that to change. So we've kind of been preparing for them, and we can, you know, I think the series is 3-3, and I think we won four of the last five after we lost the first two or whatever it is. So we like the matchup. They're a good hockey club. We think we match up well with them.
And as we head into the playoffs, how do you quickly reflect on this regular season that the Whalers did set a franchise record with the 7-game winning streak over the Christmas break, and has also set a franchise record with wins, I believe, 27 victories and 15 losses?
Yeah, pretty awesome. I mean, you want to improve your program. It's, you know, after the COVID year, it's kind of hard to gauge each year, but improvements in points. We're very proud of our program, and it speaks volumes to the hard work and the commitment from our group. And you know, I love our group. I think this is a fantastic group of young men who we're going to make a healthy run with here. So
okay, all right, coach. Looking forward to game one.